Jim Berlin, CEO, Logistics Plus.
The website's been greatly improved the last couple of years since we hired Scott Frederick to take it over and run it. And we try to provide information on the industry and on the company and trends. And we try to make it fun besides just business information. I'm a big believer, though, in the more things change, the more they stay the same. Technology changes. It's still basically a very manual process of palletizing cartons, putting them on a skid, having a tow motor put them on a truck. Truck drives on gas or diesel and rubber and at a certain speed and gets to a dock and gets unloaded. And I said the day someone invents a machine that takes a pallet and zaps it from here to there without having to put it on a truck will be really a game changer. Until then, it's pretty much the same, though maybe a little cooler, you know. Every company like ours uses the same tools, uses trucks or planes or trains or ships. So nobody's gotten away from that. So it's how you do that job. It's the people who follow up and, you know, anticipate and fix things when they go wrong. When they go right, it's an easy job. But when there's a red light or a bridge is out or something that causes delays, that's when you step in and, okay, plan B. And how creative are you and how diligent are you in trying to find a plan B rather than saying, oh, well, it's not going to make it tomorrow. Well, to the guy that's looking for it, tomorrow's the day he needs it. Thursday doesn't work. A lot of companies just kind of let it go at that, but we try to find a way to get to yes and keep the company happy. And that's, I think, the reason for our resilience for these 20 years.
Jim Berlin, CEO, Logistics Plus.